Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Using a solution of intensely radioactive kryptonite, which is Superman's mortal enemy, a brilliant but crazed Nazi scientist named Der Teufel created an atomic monster able to generate tremendous destructive power within his body. Teufel sent the human monster, a young American-educated German using the name Henry Miller, to America, where, as his first assignment, he was to find and conquer Superman. Speaking perfect English, Miller secured a position as a reporter on the Daily Planet and was introduced to Clark Kent, who, as we all know, is in reality Superman. In the presence of the kryptonite in Miller's blood, Kent became momentarily dazed and irrational. Believing that he was losing his mind, Lois Lane had him taken to a rest farm, from where the Man of Steel escaped that evening. Returning to the seemingly deserted planet office, he found Miller rifling Lois's desk and challenged him.
Having a good time, my friend?
Superman.
Well, is that all you've got to say?
No. I'll have something more to say in just a moment.
Quickly, Miller's hands dart into his jacket pockets, fumbling for the metal mesh gloves and electronic throat converter that will transform him into a deadly atom man. And unaware of his great danger, Superman stands in the doorway, arms akimbo, a disdainful smile playing about his lips.
You're reaching for a gun, Miller. You're wasting your time.
You see what I'm... Someone's coming just by luck.
Don't move, Miller. Stay where you are.
Jim, look. Superman.
Good evening, Lois. Jim.
Well, leaping lizard.
What are you doing here, Superman?
I caught this man rifling your desk.
What man? Why, it's Henry Miller.
He's our new reporter.
I can explain.
Stay where you are.
As you wish. Superman is making a great to-do about nothing, Miss Lane. I missed my gold cigarette case at dinner. It's quite valuable, and I happen to be very fond of it. I thought that I might have left it in my desk, so I came back for it. This is my first day at the planet, you know. And in the dim light, I must have mistaken your office for mine.
What's that?
Yes, my office is right next to Miss Lane.
That's Clark Kent's office.
Oh, he's right, Superman. No, he's right. Clark has been acting very strange lately, staying away from the office for days at a time. And Perry White finally got fed up and fired him, and he hired Mr. Miller to take his place.
So that's it.
Yeah, and it's a dirty trick, if you ask me.
Well, it looks as if I owe you an apology, Mr. Miller.
Oh, that's quite all right. I can see where my being in Miss Lane's office looked suspicious.
It was a perfectly natural mistake.
Hey, what's cooking, Superman? How'd you happen to be here tonight?
Why, I dropped in to see Kent.
To see Kent?
Yes,
are you and he working on something together?
Well, in a way, Jim.
That's very interesting.
Is it, Mr. Miller?
Why, you're a very famous person. Kent must be very clever to work with.
Oh, he sure is. I think Miss Lane would know it by this time. But no, she makes up her mind he's seeing things and has him sent away to a rest farm.
Now, Jim, I did it for his own good. As I said, Clark has been acting very strange. And this afternoon, right in this office, you were here, Jim. And you too, Mr. Miller.
I remember.
He became positively irrational. He seemed dazed, and he said a lot of things that just didn't make any sense at all.
Well, so what? He probably had something on his mind.
Of course. Kent's as sane as, well, as I am, Miss Lane. You had no right to send him away.
There, you see, Miss Lane...
I did it for his own good, Jim. I thought he'd... Well, I'd get a lot of good out of a stay at the Grady Rest Farm.
You were much too hasty. I'll see that he's released.
Oh, you will?
Yes, at once.
I've got to be running along. A friend of mine is waiting for me. That is, if you're quite satisfied. I'm not a deadly criminal, Superman.
Well, Miss Lane and I both seem to have been a bit hasty today. Sorry, Miller. No hard feelings, I hope.
None at all. This has been a most instructive evening. Most instructive.
What do you mean?
Meeting Superman and all that. Well, good night, everyone.
Good night,
Miller. Night.
Are you going to the rest farm and get Mr. Kent out now, Superman?
What? Oh, yes, Jim. I'll just sit down a moment.
What's the matter, Superman?
The matter?
Yes, don't you feel well?
Is something wrong with you?
Wrong? I don't know.
Alarmed, Lois and Jimmy stare at the broad-shouldered Man of Steel who sits heavily in a chair, his eyes slightly glazed, and a strange weakness flowing through his body. He hears Lois and Jimmy dimly.
What is it, Superman?
Yo, what's the matter?
As from the back of his mind, a voice, his own voice, speaks to the Man of Steel.
This strange weakness is the same as when you were in the presence of the kryptonite.
Superman, say something. What's wrong?
He
No, no, thanks. I'll be all right.
Can't understand. There's no kryptonite around here.
What about the water, Jim? Okay. Gosh, I can't understand it.
I can't understand it. Neither can you. What's happening? Are there other things? Things beside kryptonite that can weaken you?
Would you like me to call a doctor?
Doctor? No. No, no, of course not.
Wait. That ring on Lois's finger. Look at it. A green stone. Milky green. Great Scott, perhaps it's...
Here, drink this water, Superman.
Oh, thanks, Jim.
There. Do you feel any better?
Oh, yes, yes, thanks much.
That ring, it may be...
Oh, don't try to get up yet.
Rest a little bit longer.
Oh, I'm all right now. Quite all right. Excuse me, Lois, will you? Come into Kent's office a moment, will you, Jim?
Oh, sure. You bet.
Shall I come, too?
No, no. Stay where you are, please. We'll be just a moment.
Gosh, what is it, Superman? What happened?
Close the door, Jim.
Oh, sure.
Now, listen. Would you like to do something for me?
Oh, golly, sure. Of course. What is it?
Miss Lane is wearing a new ring. It has a green stone.
A green stone?
Yes. It's on the little finger of her left hand. I want you to get it for me.
You want me to get Miss Lane's ring?
That's right.
Why? What for?
Never mind. I'm asking this as a personal favor. Will you do it?
Well, sure.
Then take it to Dr. John Millison. His laboratory is in the science building at Metropolis University.
Oh, I know where it is. I took something there from Mr. Kent a few days ago. But why...
Never mind the questions. Just get the ring and rush it to Dr. Millison. Tell Miss Lane I admired it and want to copy it or something.
Okay, I'll get it.
Good.
But are you going to get Mr. Kent out of that rest farm?
You take care of the ring and I'll take care of Kent. Is that a deal?
Oh, it sure is, and thanks a million. I'm awful worried about him.
So am I.
What?
Oh, nothing, Jim. Just get Miss Lane's ring to Dr. Millison as fast as you can. So long now.
Oh, wait, the door isn't that way.
This window will do. So long, Jim. Up, up, and away!
Leaping into the dark, star-filled sky, the Man of Steel streaks from the planet building and heads for Metropolis University to await Jimmy's arrival with Lois Lane's ring. Is it possible that someone has given Lois a ring with a stone made of kryptonite? We'll know in a moment, so keep listening. But right now, here's a word from your announcer.
You know, the other day I heard of a family with 5 children, 3 boys and 2 girls, and they're all collecting the new comic buttons that come as prizes in packages of Kellogg's Pep. At first, they all used to dive in for the button whenever Mom opened a package of Pep, but that didn't work out very well, so now they take turns. Of course, since there are 5 of them, they eat a lot of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, so their turns come up pretty often. Then, if they happen to get duplicates, they exchange them with each other. And you know what? Each one of those kids has already collected 5 different buttons, and are they enthusiastic about the colorful, true-to-life pictures of their favorite funny sheet friends? Anybody would be. Why, Moon Mullen's eyes are popping, just like in the funny papers, and Herbie has his books under his arm, and Superman looks as if he's going to say any minute, up, up, and away. You know how he says it. Anyway, altogether, there are 18 different buttons, you know, and they're easy to collect. You don't have to send in a single penny, not even a box top, and you can't buy them anywhere. You just ask Mom to get you some of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Inside each package, there's an exciting prize, one of these new comic buttons, or a military insignia or warplane button. That's P-E-P, Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
In the laboratory of Dr. John Millison, Superman stands some 20 feet away from the white-haired scientist who is examining Lois Lane's ring under a microscope. Evidently satisfied, Millison leaves his stool and approaches the Man of Steel, who steps back hurriedly.
Wait, Doctor. Don't come near me.
It's all right, Superman. This ring didn't cause those weak spells.
It didn't? You mean...
The stone isn't kryptonite. It's a type of milky jade.
Jade? Well, then why did I start to lose my strength twice today in Miss Lane's office? I felt exactly as I did when I was near the kryptonite.
That's strange.
I don't understand it. Not being able to understand it, I'm worried. If things like this keep happening...
Don't lose your head, my boy.
But, Doctor, nothing else in the world can affect me like that. Nothing but kryptonite. Doctor, I think Der Teufel has begun his plot against me.
Wait a minute.
I can't wait any longer. The only thing that can save me now is the atomic detector you're developing for me. With that to warn me of the approach of the kryptonite, I'll at least be able to get away before it overcomes me. You said it would be ready this evening. Is it?
No, and may never be.
What? What do you mean?
I'd gladly give 10 years of my life if I didn't have to say this, Superman, but... Well, we ran into difficulties just when we thought the detector was completed.
You mean?
We haven't been able to solve the problem yet, and frankly... Well, I don't know if we ever will be able to.
Great Scott. What can I do now? What can I do?
Helplessly, Superman stares at Dr. Millicent, his one last hope of protection against the kryptonite seemingly gone. And unknown to the Man of Steel, the danger he fears is even closer to him than he suspects, due to an error he himself made in Lois Lane's office. At this very moment, Henry Miller, the dread Atom Man, is in a telephone booth, conveying an important message to the brilliant, half-mad Nazi scientist at the other end of the wire.
Teufel, it is I, Miller. We have nothing to worry about from now on. Yes, that's right. Well, I made a wonderful discovery tonight. I know exactly how to contact Superman whenever you decide to get rid of him. Of course I know what I'm saying. Yes, I'll be right over. Goodbye.
What does the Atom Man mean? How can he contact Superman at will? Every moment is tense now, fellows and girls, as the greatest menace the world has ever known draws closer to the Man of Steel and to all civilization. Don't fail to be with us Monday for a thrill a minute as Teufel and the Atom Man close in. Be sure to listen, same time, same station, to The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow The Adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday. Same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications.